Project Censored is now moving into its 40th year, its first without founder Carl Jensen, who passed away earlier this year. Jensen created the project at Sonoma State in 1976, and Mickey Huff, who now directs it, says they continue to embody the broad concept of censorship as Jensen defined it.
Rather than starting at the top to see what people in power don't want us to know, he looks at the problem at the bottom and sees, well, what's causing the people at the bottom to not get information? So he expanded the definition of censorship to include not only omission, but slighting of content, framing, spin, propaganda. 39 years later, the definition we use is that censorship is anything that interferes with the free flow of information in a society that purports to have free press principles.
Using that framework, every year Project Censored compiles an annual list of the year's top censored stories under the banner of the news that didn't make the news. Since the mid-90s, these have been published in book form, and the most recent volume has just been released. In this latest list of the top 25 underreported topics, one of the recurring themes is corporate and government secrecy.
For example, we have another story this year again on Fukushima, and there you have secrecy on behalf of the Japanese government. They had government oversight that wouldn't allow certain stories to come out. There's also stories that unmask public relations. For example, we have another story this year that pesticide manufacturers spend millions of dollars on public relations trying to distance themselves from the declining bee population. There's another story on Big Sugar, how they, behind the scenes, are borrowing tactics from Big Tobacco, trying to say that their products are not as dangerous as they're claimed. So there are a lot of these stories.
An interlocking theme, he says, is the ongoing diminution of personal privacy as the NSA and other agencies expand their surveillance programs, especially via the internet.
The fact that we know about it may be one of the things that has changed, but nobody's been punished for it. It's essentially been retroactively legalized. And we think people need to be really aware of how the internet functions and how it's being used, not only by NSA or CIA, but also how it's being used by corporations like Google and Facebook.
Over the past decade, Project Censored has expanded its focus to create and promulgate a 20th century media literacy curriculum, which is now being used on 18 campuses across the country. That now includes material on social media literacy, Huff adds.
Most of the places people are searching for things online tend to be under the rubric of corporate media. And if you look at a lot of the newer, hipper kind of websites and blog that younger people go to, a lot of them are actually owned by the big six companies. They're just rebranded. And it's kind of interesting that we do some of these exercises in classes where we invite students to go and actually trace the origins of these sources that they look at. And often they're very surprised. They're like, oh my, this is owned by the Disney Corporation. But when they go to the website, they don't see any of that.
But as the organization's 40th anniversary approaches, Huff says the fundamental goal of Project Censored remains supporting smart, independent reporting wherever it is being done.
Project Censored isn't about the stories. It's about the work of independent journalists that are able to tell them, and it's about the media literacy and critical thinking skills that we're able to impart on the next generation of citizen journalists that's going to maybe reinvigorate and breathe life into journalism in the United States.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.